Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixon Dog Cogibles Show. My name is Nixon Dog Cogibles, the namesake for this here podcast. I want to get started this week by covering an interesting email I had gotten from Creator Monetize, which seems to be a legitimate business out of Brooklyn. I got a personalized video from one of the co-founders, Ottavio Zerbini, who watched one of my Black Ops 2 videos, trying to get me to pay him and others to essentially grow Cogibles Nation, with the caveat that I only pay if I get paid. I was quite confused as to why I received it, especially since I won't be taking any sponsorships unless they're vetted properly by other independent and unbought and unpaid for third parties. Or I reach out to them first if I properly scrutinized them myself. Granted, I make my email public for those who want to collaborate with me anytime in the future, which I considered for one, but I essentially ghosted the individual for I was working on some other things. Sorry, Brad, it just didn't work out for me to collaborate with the audio file you sent me. Pretty cool, though. Either way, something, to me at least, was up about Creator Monetize, so I looked deeper and went to their website. It turns out I was reached out to on behalf of Zero to Hero Training, which is a small association football channel on YouTube with 3,000 followers. That was suspicious, since it was said the channel had 100k or more. That I found a load of baloney, especially since I had not heard about Creator Monetize. My apologies, Ottavio, but I'm not buying what you claim to do as of right now. That said, I will be covering something not a lot of people tend to know about when it comes to artificial intelligence, and it's not just prompt engineering. I had actually done a couple of videos on Cogibles Nation literally doing prompt engineering with a few chatbots that are online. Now, I am currently learning AI automation to eventually start a niche AI automation agency from the lessons Liam Otley learned when he started Morningside AI as a general AI automation agency. Since I have some sort of script writing experience, I thought I'd try to help automate this using free Libre open source software, specifically for content creators around the world. I was thinking of targeting the Philippines, which was compatible with what I explained in the podcast 2.0 exclusive episode I released. But then my stepfather told me that it wouldn't be a good idea to just have Filipinos as my target audience. Granted, AI is being integrated into scriptwriting, and that will be the future of scriptwriting, much to the dismay of actual humans who are not really excited about AI taking over a staggering 30% of human jobs, and I would imagine trades being impacted by AI too. Which is why I can't go to a trade school. I was not called for that, point blank. Also, Liam, if you're listening to this podcast, these are open source alternatives to the recommendations you made. I told Daniel I would end up using free Libre open source software for this type of thing once I go through the entire course on your school community, just under a different name than what I go by on the internet. No, that isn't my real name either. Now, in terms of AI automation using free software, per the GNU definition, this was a hard find. However, I did the hard work of searching as much as I could, even if I found cursory results. That said, I'll cover those now before I forget. For no-code AI agent development, there's a good chance I'll be using Hugging Chat as an alternative to Relevance or the dreaded ChatGPT. Granted, Hugging Chat has a ChatGPT-like agent that was made using ChatGPT, but I think it was GPT 3.5, an old version of GPT at this point. That I'll probably end up using instead of Relevance or GPT. Next on the list is workflow automation, which the recommendations were Zapier and Make. However, I found an alternative called Active Pieces, which seems to be the best Floss alternative to the two. I used Alternative to .NET to look this up, by the way. This, I really have no idea about, so I won't touch on it here. It is worth the mention, however. Next up, prompt engineering. This I was learning for a while, and apparently there's a tool called PromptMethus for it. There is literally no Floss alternative I found to it, and there's a good chance I won't be able to find one. I'll have to learn engineering on my own at this point, unless I buckle to using PromptMethus. The only alternative I found was Civitai, which is for AI art generation models like Stable Diffusion. That is a little bit of a problem, considering that I don't have any prompt engineering as a thing for a Floss application. Maybe I could do something about that, but leave the source code open on GitHub, Codeberg, or another Git repo entirely. Maybe place it under a free software license like GPL, since Codeberg is starting to crumble in some areas. The next part is API integrations with Postman. However, the alternative I found was Requestly, which I also have no idea about. Just know that this is an open source alternative to Postman, since Postman is apparently garbage from what I've read about it. Now, on the content generation side of things, this is where I come in, big time. I already use a Stable Diffusion model called Mistune Anime version 3, which is designed for anime and manga shenanigans. However, I might need another model specialized in something else. Who knows? The recommendations Liam made were Midjourney, DALL-E 3, and Replicate, all of which I would not use, though I considered Replicate despite it being absolutely proprietary. For the video creation side of things, Runway ML was recommended. However, that might not be a good idea. So instead, a good alternative, or three, are Stable Video Diffusion, Samsar, and Hotshot. I had no idea Stability AI made things like Stable Video Diffusion or Stable Audio Diffusion before doing some research for this episode. Nor did I have any idea about some of these other ones until I started searching for alternatives that are, again, free software per the Free Software Foundation's definition. For the music side of things, I actually produce music myself, as you've heard between sections of this here episode and any other episode on YouTube or Podcast 2.0. However, I looked at this, and it seems Abundant Music or Audio Diffusion, Stable Audio Diffusion, might be a good idea as open source alternatives to Suno. For editing, specifically video editing, Descript and Opus were recommended by Liam, but there's no need for either on my end, as I edit using Kden Live, which has AI integrated already. Maybe that was the reason for my high CPU usage. Who knows? And finally, enhanced writing. Claude was recommended, but I tried to find a floss alternative to Claude. And it came up inconclusive. Maybe I've yet to find something that's free software for a model like Claude. Now, I considered becoming an AI influencer using AI models and testing them, engineering good prompts to get them to hallucinate and trip up on something I wrote, even though they shouldn't do that. I said that for an AI model, I considered when it releases March 1st, I will test it day one and just absolutely try to get it to mess up big time. I'll be using Elm Studio for that, since it's pretty easy despite being absolutely proprietary, though it's distributed using an app image for GNU/Linux. After all, being a content creator is actually in my wheelhouse. And that's what I was called to do. You could easily see that if you listen to my bonus episode on Wavelake or any other 2.0 podcatcher, specifically for the podcast 2.0 standard. Yes, I actually do use it and learn more as I get interested in what I do with it. Heck, I actually did some of it off mic and off camera, and I discovered a lot about why I act a certain way and why I act the way I do. It's remarkable for something given to us in the cosmos, and I was lucky enough to receive this gift. However, I'll go ahead and cut this short here, since I have some other things to do around these parts. Every episode releases every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and any other podcast 2.0 compatible catcher. If you use a podcatcher that doesn't implement podcast 2.0, copy the RSS feed in the description below and paste it into your player of choice. That way, you'll be able to listen to this podcast on the go, on your computer, or even have me on your TV. That said, this was the Nixon Lloyd Kogel Show for this week. Thank you, and good night.